The Lord Jesus in Matthew 12 speaks of a sin that is unpardonable. It's amazing to me, you know, that when people read that passage, they always focus on that one little thing. It's one sin that's unpardonable. I have very rarely ever seen people emphasize the context, and yet the context is glorious. I remember years ago speaking to a brilliant young woman who had made a mess of her life in many ways. A lovely girl, as I say, a brilliant girl. She had got into drug abuse, and she'd even become a high priestess in witchcraft. And the Satanists were pursuing her, trying to keep her within the ranks, as it were. And she was greatly distraught to wonder, could there be any salvation for her? And I remember opening the Bible with her, Matthew chapter 12. All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. Now it goes on to say, you sin against the Father and the Son will be forgiven, but the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost will not be forgiven. But I always remember what happened when we read that passage. All manner of sin and blasphemy should be forgiven unto men. And God seemed to just take that word. She asked, is that in the Bible? I showed her it in the Bible. The tears began to flow, and that girl came to Christ and has gone on with Christ in a beautiful way ever since. Why do we not emphasize the magnificence of God's mercy and focus on this one thing? Well, it's because, I suppose, of so many false theories that people, especially preachers, tell others that it looks like they have committed the unpardonable sin. Actually, the Lord Jesus was very careful in defining this sin. In the context, he was referring it to the Pharisees and the sin that they had committed. These particular Pharisees, they knew, according to Nicodemus, they knew that God was with Christ. Nicodemus said, we know that thou art come from God, a teacher. We know that. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We know that. And yet the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 12 deliberately attributed what they knew to be the work of the Holy Spirit. They attributed it to the devil. And they did it for their own rotten prejudice and their own particular, we'd have to say, their political or sectarian advantage. Now that's a terrible thing. They knew this to be the work of the Holy Spirit, and they attributed it to the devil. And Jesus said, you do that. That's blasphemy that will never be forgiven in this life or the next. Now, when you stop to think of it, if what the Holy Ghost does is relegated to being the work of the devil, what is there for you? The only word that can bring light to you is the word of the Holy Ghost. The only work that can ever benefit you is the work of the Holy Ghost. But if you've already handed that all over to the devil, there's nothing left. Jesus said, that's the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Some people have gone so far as to say, and they may well be right in this, that that was a sin that could be committed only with regard to the personal ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because these men had seen the Son of God, through whom the Spirit of God moved with such power. They had seen that. Nobody else nowadays, for example, could see that. So some people would actually limit that blasphemy, that particular sin, to the days of Christ on earth. Be they right or wrong in that, certainly it is defined as the deliberate attribution to the devil of what they knew to be the work of the Holy Spirit. That is the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost.